Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Protecting abortion survivors in West Virginia. Governor Jim Justice has recently signed a bill into law that holds doctors accountable if they do not provide the same standard medical care to any infant delivered alive after an attempted abortion procedure. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, this is a state version of what we've been working on to pass and encouraging legislators to sign onto on the federal level. And this is the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act in West Virginia. And it requires physicians to use reasonable medical judgment to preserve the life and health of the child as given to any other child born alive at the same gestational age, including immediate transportation to a hospital and mandatory reporting of violations. This is just pretty much common sense. I can't understand why anyone would be opposed to such a law, Matt. This says that if a baby is intended for abortion, but in fact it is born alive, now it's outside of the womb and it is breathing, it's alive, you need to give some kind of care to that that is of the same level that you would do to any other baby at that same level of gestational age and medical condition, for example. In other words, you can't just walk away and let that baby die by itself. I don't see how anyone can be opposed to this. It's a good sign that it passed in West Virginia, but we're having difficulty with some legislators in D.C. getting the same exact bill passed in Washington, D.C., and one of these laws was recently vetoed by a Democratic governor in another state.
Yeah, their rabid opposition to this is because, I believe, because of what it underscores, the reality that this is a human being. So 30 seconds earlier, while in the womb, if the mother decides that the child has no value, and then the child is born alive, well, she's already made the decision it doesn't have any value, and her intention, as Barack Obama famously said when he opposed the Illinois version as an Illinois senator of the Born Alive Infant Protection Act. He said, well, no, because it goes against the decision of the mother to have an abortion. So what is the alternative? What is the converse of exercising medical care for this human being that is now born alive outside of the womb? The converse is you either kill it or let it die. So those who are opposing this are taking an affirmative stance in favor of infanticide. Of murder of a human being.
Right. No different than taking your two-year-old and saying, okay, could you kill it? Let's hear what Governor Justice said. I love this quote. This is an absolute no-brainer as far as I'm concerned. I've said for a long time, even back before I took office as governor, that I would support measures like this because every human life, born or unborn, is precious and truly a gift from God. It's unbelievable that we have to go through this process for something that seems like it's just common sense. But at the same time, we should be really proud that we're defending the lives of our most vulnerable. Can we say amen to that?
Amen. Yeah, that's a great quote. And it's amazing when you see a common sense quote like that, you're so happy to see it.
I know.
And that sometimes it's common sense.
Can we have him testify before senators? And
yeah, because at the same time he's signing this law in West Virginia, the North Carolina Democratic governor, Roy Cooper, vetoed a very similar law that would require doctors to try to preserve the life of an infant born alive during an attempted abortion, the same kind of thing. And there it was also called the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Act, same name, because all these laws have a common theme. Now, he vetoed it, and the legislature did not have enough votes to override that veto. So that is not going to pass in North Carolina.
So how do these politicians decide who has value and who doesn't?
It's a Darwinianism idea of just life doesn't really have value except what you put on it in relationship to someone else's self-interest.
And convenience.
And convenience. Yeah. And the governor of Virginia, another Democratic governor there, you remember him, he said, and he's a doctor.
Governor Northam, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
Northam.
Yeah.
He said, well, if a baby was born alive after an intended abortion, we'd have a conversation and decide what to do. Well, a conversation... You mean you're not going to give medical care to that baby?
We're going to step aside and have a conversation about whether or not we're going to step in and initiate life-saving immediate emergency medical care. In the meantime, while they're having that conversation, you know, the baby right. could die.
Yeah, and of course, Planned Parenthood was writing the script for his media.
Yeah, exactly.
By
they're
the way.
Literally,
they're in
they
his
were.
Pocket.
Then that's no joke. Well, that is not a stretch.
Right.
We now know that they were writing his talking points,
yeah. mm-hmm.
coming directly from Planned Parenthood. So can you imagine, you know, at that point in time, conversation with this is a separate human being. You're going to have a conversation with the mother when the baby's a month old. The baby has some inconvenience to the mother. We're going to have
it's
a conversation
keeping her awake
as
at night,
to whether
right.
or not you're going to continue to feed it. Because if you stop feeding the baby at a month old, the baby's going to die. Mm-hmm. It can't eat on its own. They're completely dependent upon the mother, but they're a separate human being. You wouldn't condone that at 3 weeks after birth.
It's murder.
That's like our friend Melissa Odin. You know, she survived an abortion. Fortunately, a nurse had compassion when she heard her little cries. But there are so many babies that don't get that same choice.
Yeah. According to this law in West Virginia, born alive means the complete expulsion or extraction from its mother of the fetus at any stage of development, who, after such expulsion or extraction, breathes or has a beating heart, pulsation of the umbilical cord, or definite movement of voluntary muscles, regardless of whether the umbilical cord has been cut, and regardless of whether the expulsion or extraction occurs as a result of natural or induced labor, cesarean section, or induced abortion. So that's what they're defining as born alive. The bill passed in the West Virginia Senate unanimously and passed 92-6 in the House of Delegates. And you're talking about bipartisan. You're talking about Republicans and Democrats at that point in time.
Thank you, Governor Justice, for what you've done.
Thank you for all the Republicans and Democrats that came together in West Virginia and the governor, Jim Justice, for signing this bill and having a common sense, very strong statement about why.
Yeah, and they've set the example for our federal Senate and our federal House, unfortunately, pro-abortion Democrats continue to block the federal version of the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. And I heard a CNN analyst say the other day something to the effect of, if the fetus is born alive, talk about Orwellian. If they can't get away from that the language that they use to try to dehumanize and distract from the reality that this is a human being, I don't care if it's 30 seconds before when it's in its mother's womb or 30 seconds after, but they have to continue to try to dehumanize, and it's Hitlerian. This is the exact type of dehumanization we saw in Nazi Germany. And I know people say, oh, you can't use that example. It's a perfect example. It's an analogous.
And all those people that say that are already alive.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Well, we're working on the federal level for a similar companion bill that is at the federal version called the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. And we are getting closer than we were before to getting it passed. It's being blocked on the House side by Nancy Pelosi. She won't let it come up for a vote. So we are working to bypass her by getting enough members of the House to sign on and co-sponsor it and just put it out on the House floor to pass it. On the other hand, we just had a vote on the Senate, and there's 100 senators on the Senate side. 41 Democrats in the U.S. Senate blocked the bill. And what happened, there's enough people, if you got it out for a straight-up vote, to be able to vote it, 51 votes. We could get 51 votes on the Senate side. However, if someone calls a particular bill for what's called a filibuster, now you need 60 votes to break the filibuster, and then you can go down and vote straight up and down and pass a bill by 51 or a majority of the votes. So we had some Democrats lead a filibuster, meaning that we needed 60 votes. We were 4 votes short of getting that 60 votes. We had 56 votes to overcome the filibuster. We needed four more votes. So you can see if we got past the filibuster, we would pass it. Please pray, because we're not going to give up. It's unbelievable that anybody would allow, condone, support having a baby born alive, just simply left to die. That is unbelievable. It's where this country, unfortunately, has now denigrated to, but with God, all things are possible. And I believe that a sanctity of human life ethic will come back to this country, but we have to be persistent, pray, and continue to get involved. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.